Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aha! It has arrived. The fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program for, well, not only today, but for this week. However, just as in the preceding three, you know what we do this hour. Let's do that. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line this afternoon, Bob, I just do like to point out Cleveland, the Browns, have more wins than the Steelers. Probably won't last long, but I am enjoying the moment. Yeah, it was nice for Cleveland last night. Fear of the mainstream media before the midterm November elections is killing us. Yeah, they just really need to look. Are they afraid the media is going to say nasty things about them? When has the media said any good things about Republicans? Of course, they're going to say nasty things about them, even if they have to make them up. Bobby, I've got a great idea for a new internet company. The company's name would be Ruin Anybody's Reputation Anonymously for $25.com. I bet I'd be a gazillionaire within a week. Bob, only thing missing with that Ford lady is her memory. Bob, the Democrats are trying to impeach Brett Kavanaugh if he gets in office if they win the midterms. I don't believe a Supreme Court judge has ever been impeached. But, you know, that's not to say they wouldn't try. Bobby, the liberals are acting like Kavanaugh worked up an old number six on Miss Ford. We need a straight up or down vote now. My heart and my gut tell me this whole thing is a setup and a blatant one at that. Bob, I guess we now know for sure who wrote that anonymous op-ed in the New York Times. Rosenstein. Has to be him. And if it's true, this should be a game changer. And finally this, Bob, you are not only good, you are consistently good, Dr. Mack. Thank you. Appreciate that. To the phones we go as we get underway with the bonus hour here on Friday, beginning with Colonel Ted. Colonel Ted, welcome to the program as always, and Money Penny and I salute you.
Thank you. I didn't put a stopwatch on it, but I think we just set a new record for me being on hold.
Really? How long?
Well, it's been 45 minutes, I think.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow. Well, apologies. Money Penny says 28 minutes, Colonel Ted. How long, Money Penny? Yeah, 28 minutes, which is not. It may be a personal record, personal best for you, Colonel Ted, but is nowhere near the all-time record. So sorry about that.
I wouldn't complain. I can hear you on the phone as well as I can on the radio.
Well, there you go.
No problem. What a news day. What a news day. Would you agree with me that we are now clearly in a civil war?
Yeah. Barring the actual smell of cordite in the air, we are.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's not far off. The way things go.
Me either.
And we did not start it, but I'm really sort of getting anxious, maybe ending it, if they're going to keep pushing it the way they are. This is getting absurd.
Yeah, it really has reached the ridiculous point, the extremes to which they're so transparent and blatantly obvious in trying to oppose anything that portends to protect traditional American values and things like the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and using the old communist technique. Look at Hillary turning around saying Trump is destroying the American democracy. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Well, that's a commie speaking right there.
You bet.
I mean, since her days at what'd she go to college? She went to Yale Law School.
Yeah, she went to one of the Seven Sisters schools in the Ivy League.
Well, I mean, she was a rules for radicals person way back then.
She was in law school at Yale.
Oh yeah, representing Black Panthers and.
Yep.
I mean, she and her husband have gotten away with so much over the decades, but you know, I really think maybe with the Kavanaugh thing that the Democrats have overplayed their hands a bit, and maybe more than a bit. And this thing with Rosen signed today, the revelation that he was trying to enter a 25th Amendment type thing, he should have been fired a long time ago.
Yeah, he should have been. I agree. Look, I am not easily shocked. I am not easily shocked, Colonel Ted, but this Rosenstein story today, if true, and it's in the New York Times, which makes you wonder why they would publish it. Yeah, other than to push the agenda that the Trump presidency is out of control and he's a lunatic, and they're using that as evidence of this. This is really a stunning story.
Well, I was stunned when I saw it, but the liberals, they've been using us. I don't watch CNN and MSNBC, but I'll see the Chirons there. I mean, they have keep recycling these theories, and the 25th Amendment keeps coming up and has for the last year. But, you know, the story of Rosenstein today just...
That takes the cake.
Got to do something.
He should be fired before close of business today. Colonel... thanks a lot for your time, sir. Good to hear from you again. Dozen minutes after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let's go to Pickens and bring in Alex. Hi, Alex, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you, sir.
I think the woman has a very weak case, and I think that's the reason she doesn't want to come forward. But it's going to come down to this. You know, we gave the Republicans the House, the Senate, and the presidency. That's what they wanted and demanded.
Yep.
They promised in return conservative Supreme Court justices. They need to deliver on their promise. If the 51 Republicans can't unite and push through this BS, which is being shown to be, and confirm Kavanaugh, they're going to lose the Senate. There's about 10 toss-up races. They can go either way. And they'll lose most of them if they don't confirm them.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, because the people like Susan Collins in Maine, Joe Manchin in West Virginia, and a couple of others are in states, not Collins, but certainly West Virginia. That's a state that Donald Trump carried by double digits. And if Manchin doesn't vote for Kavanaugh, you think he wouldn't face the wrath of the voters in November?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's true. But think about this. If this was a Democrat appointment, they would have jammed this down our throat 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's true.
And our people at the margin, whether it's Collins, Flake, Corker, they're just very weak. They're not warriors for the cause. And that worries me here, you know, especially if this woman testifies and, you know, I think they could get weak-kneed. I'm a little worried about it. But I am very happy about Korea and what Trump is doing there. He deserves more credit for that.
Yes, he does.
I mean, the denuclear pledge, they're going to dismantle their main nuke facilities, the inspections, which is key, it's the first step, the North and the South. I think they signed an agreement to end the war. They've had a couple summits. I think they did the Olympics together this year, or at least North Korea participated, and they returned the soldiers' remains. Those are home runs relative to where we were 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, not to mention what's going on in the Middle East with Iran. You know, he's playing hardball with them, and people paying attention to what's going on within the borders of Iran. The Iranian people they've had enough of the theocratic tyranny that the mullahs have employed against their own citizens over there. And the same thing happened with the Green Revolution a number of years ago in Iran, and the Obama administration, of course, said nothing. But Trump has said to these people in Iran, the citizens of Iran, look, hey, we're with you. We think these mullahs are bad news as well.
Yeah, there's two things that are going on in Iran that are really key. Trump totally understands economics. All oil's traded for in dollars. So When people stop trading with Iran and stop buying their oil, Iran no longer has dollars, and that causes their currency to go down. The second thing is foreign investors are pulling out of Iran because Trump said, if you trade with Iran, the U.S. isn't going to trade with you.
Yes.
And nobody wants to screw around with the U.S. So they're having what they call capital flight. And so people, you know, money's leaving Iran. They could collapse. I mean, they really could.
If
they can keep it up. If they could, that's the key. Can they keep, just like what's going on in Turkey, same thing.
Right.
Their currency has fallen substantially.
Yep.
And if you see it in an extreme case, you see Venezuela, what happens when your currency just goes down the toilet.
Yeah. Where their leader just gave himself a 40% raise.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Trump's foreign policy is excellent. As far as back to Kavanaugh, let the Senate do its job, advise and consent. Trump just needs to lay back, and I think I'm hoping we can get this through, but I don't know.
Yeah.
If you got a direct line to Flake or Collins, you need to give them a call. I'm
yeah.
worried about that.
Absolutely. I still remain confident that Kavanaugh is going to be confirmed and will be on the Supreme Court. I hope in this instance I'm correct. Thanks, Alex. I appreciate the call. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a break here, then be right back with more as we cruise on through the last hour. Here on Friday, the bonus hour on WORD, coming to you from the home show at the TD Convention Center. Having a great time this afternoon, taking the Friday free-for-all out on the road. We're here at the TD Convention Center for the Home and Garden Show. They're literally something for everybody here at the Southern Home and Garden Show, produced by the Home Builders Association here in Greenville and presented by American Home Pride. Friday through Sunday, right here at the TD Convention Center, you can, among other things, become a master chef at the Chef's Kitchen, sponsored by Ingles. You get to watch the chefs showcase their signature recipes and show you their cooking techniques. For kids, they'll have fun at the Kids Corner, sponsored by Home Depot, learning to work with age-appropriate tools and build their own projects. So it's a great event to be to, and it's reasonably priced, too. $7 for adults. If you're in my age group, $5 for seniors, and it's free for children 12 and under. Here is more evidence of Hollywood, the tech giants, the progressives, in the Socialist Democrat Party, all lined up against Trump. Google in the spotlight after internal emails show conversations between employees highlighting a desire to manipulate search results on the heels of President Trump's travel ban in order to mute conservative viewpoints and push ways to combat the ban. But of course, you know, they don't do any shadow banning or any of that. No, of course not. No, they're pure as the driven snow. All right, to the phones we go. Let's head to Inman next and bring in August here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, August, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby Mac. Thanks for working wounded.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I woke up this morning with a bad back. I got the old crick in the back. I can tell you one thing. Getting old is not for sissies.
That's right. You want to get old, you got to be tough.
You do.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm... Oh, and Tara, of course, we're working with broken toes. You guys are troopers.
Yep. We just suck it up and keep going.
Yeah, you do. Well, the reason I'm calling is because I understand that this ballsy Ford woman, which is what Rush calls her...
Right. I love that.
...hired attorneys that are, you know, fairly high-powered, and I'm wondering how she is affording them, or are they doing this pro bono, and what might that mean?
Yeah, or are they doing it with checks signed G. Soros?
Well, yeah, that's everybody's actual first guess.
Yep.
But other people have seen this letter besides Pelosi and Feinstein and Schumer and the lawyers. Maybe,
well,
Soros has seen, maybe, well, we don't know.
And isn't it curious, you know, the lawyer's complaining that, you know, she wanted to maintain her anonymity. Well, if she wanted to remain anonymous, then why did she call the Washington Post tip line? I mean, that's not a very good way to maintain your anonymity, is it?
you know, conservatives understand what's going on here.
Oh, sure.
But I do occasionally go over to some of the liberal websites, and they are just getting more and more deranged as time goes on.
What is their major meme right now? That Kavanaugh is guilty, as we all know, and should be drawn and quartered and burned at the stake. Is that about it?
Absolutely, and do it posthumously if necessary.
Right, right. It's truly incredible. And, you know, they do. I mean, we've talked about the bubble that these socialist Democrats, these socialist Marxists is more like it, that they live in their own little private world. Do they really think that with this kind of accusation, unsupported, unsubstantiated allegation, they're actually doing their cause any good?
They absolutely think they are.
Wow.
I think that although I was on a site the other day that they were talking about civil war, and I think that we are already in that civil war.
Yeah.
It just hasn't gone to bloodletting yet, but we're in it, and we are presently, I think, showing a weak hand, and I fear for our future. I think that maybe camps for these people. You know, who are totally deranged.
Yeah.
Maybe they would like FEMA camps.
Yeah, have us all behind barbed wire. Well,
I have
complained for years about the defensive posture that these rhino Republicans in Washington continually take, allowing the left to be able to assume the moral high ground for themselves, to set the narrative, and then rock the Republicans back on their heels and force them into a defensive posture. Why don't these guys ever throw a long bomb of their own? Why don't they ever go on the offensive?
You mean the really, really old ones in Washington, D.C.? That bunch?
Well, yeah. Now that you mention it, you got a point.
I have a friend who says there are old pilots and there are bold pilots, but there are no old bold pilots.
Yeah. And
yes, sir.
And it's very true. Thanks, August. I hope you have a great weekend. Appreciate the call. 6:28 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Let me quickly get to a Robert, who is in Clinton. Hi, Robert, and welcome to the Friday free-for-all.
Hey, sorry to hear about your broke toes. You need to aim better when you're hit.
No, that's Tara with the toes. Mine is a bad back. Claimed he had a bad back.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could help you, but it happens our age. But
tell
anyway,
me about it. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I won't tarry too long, but how do you deal? Bob, you've been in the South for a long time.
I have.
There's small towns. Yeah, small towns, and there's small town mentality. And that's the kind of people that many times will talk Republican but take social welfare, Section 8, EBT, and they depend on it.
Right.
Why is that? Where I live right here is at the intersection of two interstates. It's not 95 and 20, but it's 385 and 26.
Okay.
There's virtually nowhere to eat here. There's virtually no jobs here. There's 177 acres of land that we're told they're getting around to it, to develop it. Nothing's happened. They've even used taxpayer money to pre-build buildings in the area, spec buildings that sit empty, and develop property. I think it's because we've had Democratic representation in this county for too long.
Yep, could be.
And after the cotton mills left and everything, everybody was still waiting around
right.
for some sort of thing to appear. How do you combat that, and is it going to – it's kind of a catch-22. I went over to Presbyterian College, you know, and I'm not a big fan of higher ed, but the kids are all nice.
Yep.
Kids from Norway that are here.
Right.
And they actually have commerce on their campus. They actually have a couple of commercial restaurants on their campus that they invite everybody to, and it stays open. But you go to downtown Clinton right now, there's no ice cream place. There's no nothing's open. And, you know, even small-town people get hungry after 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I've heard that,
They don't want to do it here. It's like they're almost, they want to go home early. They don't want to open. How do you, I can't move right now, But, you know, I have to get in the car to go somewhere to eat.
Yeah.
How do you, what would you say would be, yeah, I'm shaming them now. Is this about the best we can do? Is it about just shame the heck out of them?
That's a fair question. And part of the problem, I guess, is being thought of as like a bedroom community for your bigger neighbors nearby. And I don't know that's necessarily the mentality that you need to have. I mean, but it exists not only there, but, you know, there are, that's part of the problem in Pickens County as well.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a town that's a different. You got Little Pendleton. It's, you know, about, you know, from the air, probably the size of a postcard.
Yeah.
I went there on a Wednesday night. They got a moonshine place, and I'm saying they're all liquor heads. They got a good bar, and they got a Mexican place that's open.
Right.
They got an ice cream store that's full. They got a wine bar. They got a fancy restaurant. People are hanging out. The locals are hanging out. And they even have a couple of places that serve brunch on Sundays, which proves it's not unchristian to serve food and eat it on Sunday. They're happening in Pendleton. Now, Clemson might be 4 miles up the road, but they're off of, what, Highway 81? They're happening, and I think it's just basically the people in Pendleton don't seem any richer or poorer. They just like to socialize.
Yeah.
And you come down here to Clinton, and I don't want any, don't play this Scottish conservatism baloney on me. You try to bring up a conversation about anything, and they get mad.
Well,
they get mad.
It's
just like, you know.
Well,
it's their only answer.
Yeah, it's going to take some individuals to come in there who have some incentive to take advantage of the opportunities that exist in a community like that, because they are there. I got to run, Robert, but I appreciate the call. 6:32 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's next in the news center. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Been fun to be out here today. I'm at the TD Convention Center where the Home and Garden Show is going on all weekend. Hundreds of different vendors are out here to display their wares. A lot of great stuff. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307, Bobby, NAFTA killed Quentin. All of the mills closed. Robert from Moore. Bobby, since it is Friday in the free-for-all, can you do your Dirty Harry impression for us, please?
I guess.
So you got to ask yourself one question. Now, in all this excitement, I lost track. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? So you got to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? I love Eastwood. Bob Lindsey Graham bumped into me at a Furman football game in 1994. He was campaigning. I was only 14 at the time. I was traumatized and have severe PTSD because he knocked most of the powdered sugar off my funnel cake. A horrific experience for a chubby kid. Should I call BSNBC or WAPO to see if I can get Gloria Allred to cut me a check to get him kicked out of office? Baha! Signed, Michelle K. from Spartanburg. That certainly sounds like a traumatizing experience. Bobby, if Trump can survive the attempted coup against him by so many government officials like Rosenstein plotting against him and even possibly avoiding Marxist Obama, wait a minute, where's the rest of this? This text message kind of skips around a little bit. And even possibly avoiding an assassination attempt, his presidency will end up being one for the history books for sure. It now seems likely that even his predecessor, Muslim Marxist Obama, will be prosecuted for having a leading role in the massive sedition going on since Trump's inauguration. By the way, is Gitmo large enough to hold everyone who should be convicted of crimes against the United States? Bobby, I've been having fun on Facebook destroying some of the liberal, quote, arguments and facts against Kavanaugh. The things we do for fun in retirement. Wow. Bob, I just tuned in, but what Rosenstein did was plant an idea in the heads of the agents to wear a wire when they were with the president. This was no joke and like an indirect order. There is a time to hire and a time to fire. Bye-bye, Rosie. I would agree. What's this guy still doing getting a paycheck from the taxpayers? On Friday, I always like to end on a positive note, which is why towards the end of this hour, of course, we'll end up with Satchmo. But first of all, let's work a little good news in here today, shall we?
Time to feel good. It's Bobby Mack's Good News.
Good news story today comes to us from Texas. You don't mess with Texas. There is a 47-year-old guy in San Antonio, Wesley Ryan by name, and he used to tool around town in a white 1993 Ford Mustang. Love that car more than pretty much anything except his family. Well, about 17 years ago, he decided to sell the Mustang to pay off medical bills after his wife, Laura, was diagnosed with cancer. The good news is her treatments were successful. She has been cancer-free for 13 years now, which really is the important part. That's what really matters. But Wesley always missed that car. So their two kids, who are now in their 20s, recently managed to track down the Mustang's new owner. And last month, they bought it back for him. There is a video you may have seen circulating on the web of them surprising him with his old new car, and as soon as he sees it, he starts crying. But he wasn't just emotional about the car, about everything associated with it, as you can understand. Nice. On the text line, Bobby, have you heard about the death threats the Kavanaugh family has been receiving? This is totally uncalled for. Christian from Spartanburg. Absolutely. Hey, Bob, why doesn't the committee just subpoena Ford for a certain date and require her to testify under oath? That would put a lid on the whole matter in 2 seconds flat. Bob, really amazes me that Republican voters still assume, and you know what that word means, that politicians will do the right thing. Bobby, I still can't figure out why Republicans are afraid to act like Republicans. It's not like any Democrat is going to vote for them. Regardless of what they do, their best hope of getting reelected is to keep the people that put them there in the first place happy. I am not happy. And this one, think about it, Bob. If it comes to a civil war, our side has 12 billion bullets and their side is confused about which bathroom to use. Bring it on. Ken B. in Taylor's. Bobby, Rosenstein admits he said what he said, but said it was only a joke. Look, when you reach the level of power he is at, nothing is a joke. Bob, most of our Republican senators don't have the stomach to fight like our Democrat colleagues. I would agree. 6:45, quarter before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and then we're right back with more as we wrap things up from the Home and Garden Show at the TD Convention Center. Yes, indeedy. Yeah, that trophy going right up on my mantle, right next to my Super Bowl MVP trophy, my Oscar and my Emmy, not to mention the 56th consecutive year of winning the radio coveted Bobby Mack Award. Great to have you back. We're here at the TD Convention Center in the closing minutes of my broadcast for today, and we're joined by Holly May, who is with Blackstream, to tell us a bit about some things that are coming up, not necessarily this weekend, but things that you can mark on your calendar. Hi, Holly. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You bet. Good to have you here. Tell me a little bit about Blackstream.
Well, Blackstream is a Christie's International Real Estate franchise. So we are a global real estate company that gives real estate service to every price point.
Gotcha. And you guys not only deal with residential real estate, but commercial as well, right?
We do. We do have a commercial division through SVN Blackstream as well, yes.
Nice. Now, tell me about this scattered site parade that's coming up. I jokingly was talking with Michael Day from the Home Builders Association and said, it reminds me of a progressive dinner. Is it kind of in that category?
Well, not quite. The Upstate Parade of Homes, we are bringing it back after a 10-year hiatus.
Wow.
Our last parade was in 2008, so we're really excited to bring it back. We have some great builders that are participating. We have 11 approved professional builders in the Upstate and 19 houses that we are going to be having in the parade.
Nice. And do they have different price points?
They do. We have a variety of price points. It'll be great. Hartness is our signature community sponsor, and they will have 4 homes participating. But we also have a ton of other wonderful builders that are going to be participating as well. So a lot of homes and a lot of different price points. And I think everybody will be really happy.
Yeah, it's interesting because many of us have been around the Upstate for a while. Remember Mr. Hartness and his dad from Pepsi.
Sure.
And now he has branched out into real estate development.
Yes.
And has some beautiful projects.
Oh, it's going to be a great community. We're really excited about everything that they're doing over there, you know, at Hartness.
The Upstate Parade of Homes, that's the website as well, right?
It is. So stay tuned because we don't have it completely updated yet.
Okay.
It's going to be upstateparadeofhomes.com.
Still under construction?
It's under construction. Admission to the tour is free, but we will require a ticket. So you will go to the upstateparadeofhomes.com to get your free tickets. And we will have an app under Parade Craze that you can download to your phone as well.
Oh, cool.
And get your free tickets there.
Yeah. It's amazing how high-tech everything has gotten, isn't it?
I know.
I mean, the industry just is undergoing revolutionary changes.
Oh, it's great. We're really excited.
Yeah, it really, in many ways, simplifies things. In one way, it complicates it, but another way, it simplifies what you guys do.
Yes, absolutely. So our Parade of Homes is going to be October 12th through the 14th and October 19th through the 21st. So you still have some time to plan and block off those weekends to see all of our amazing homes that we're going to have on display.
Gotcha. So I'm assuming that'll be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Correct.
On both.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, there's no admission charge, but you will need to go to the website. And as Holly mentioned, it's still under construction. So write it down and make a note to self to come back and visit it when it's fully fleshed out. UpstateParadeofHomes.com, and you can get your ticket there from the website or, as Holly said, from the app. And the signature community this year, Hartness, it's really interesting to watch the explosive growth, especially, you know, what happened in 2007, 2008 was a setback fiscally for many of the builders, and now we're seeing a resurgence with the market going the way it is, with the unemployment numbers dropping, with the employment numbers increasing. This has got to be encouraging for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I mean, we haven't had a parade of homes here in the Greenville area since 2008. So to finally bring it back and to hear the excitement, you know, everybody's so excited, you know, that we've been talking to, you know, as we're promoting it, is they've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah. Who are some of the builders that are involved?
Well, we have Great Southern Homes, Cawthorn Properties, Saddlehorn and Pelzer, Hollison Custom Homes, Meritage Custom Homes, Dan Ryan Builders, Ryan Homes, Hartness Construction, obviously.
Right.
Essex Homes, Stoneledge Properties, and AGH Renovations.
Yeah,
and so we're still getting some more people wanting to join as well. So I think we'll have more than the 19 homes, you know, by the time the parade comes.
Yeah, a lot of very recognizable names in there. The Upstate Parade of Homes, the website upstateparadeofhomes.com, coming up for the weekends of October 12th through 14th and October 19th through the 21st. Holly, thanks for taking time to join us and talk about
you.
These. I know that you guys are excited about bringing back the Parade of Homes. It'll be nice to see that again.
Well, thank you for having us here.
My pleasure. Great to see you. Thanks very much. It's been fun to be out here. My thanks to Michael Day with the Home Builders Association. They invite us out every year, and we always have a great time being here. You're invited to come out this weekend because the home show, biggest one in South Carolina, just hundreds of vendors out here. You'll have an opportunity to come out tomorrow and Sunday as well, and $7 for adults, $5 for seniors. Got to wrap things up here on Friday, as we always do. Let's bring in Satchmo. I will be out on Monday, but see you back on Tuesday. Till then, God bless.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.